I generally don't get involved in national media stories because we have so much happening here. However, this, I was talking to my son about this last night, this Lindsay Clancy woman who is accused of killing her kids. She's paralyzed from a suicide attempt. It's because my son doesn't understand. He's like, Dad, she killed her kids. Why do people, why are they defending her? My wife was there. She said, son, postpartum psychosis, massive depression. She's right. And we're all confounded by the public. They have a fund for her. They've donated almost $3 million for her. And everyone's like, why? She killed her kids. It's deeper than that. Listen to this network piece, and then we're going to talk to my boy, Phil. Listen.
You must apply the law as I instruct you.
This morning, the jury begins day two of deliberations, grappling with a wrenching question. Did 36-year-old Lindsay Clancy knowingly and deliberately strangle her three young children, or was postpartum psychosis to blame?
You know to a moral certainty, she is guilty.
State prosecutors arguing that Clancy, a labor and delivery nurse, was in full control.
It was a horrible choice, and it's a choice that we don't want to think about that a mother could make because that doesn't make us feel safe or comfortable in this world, but it's a choice she made.
But Clancy's defense lawyer, animated at times, blaming the horrible crime on her fragile mental state, exacerbated by over-medication, showing images of a once happy family next to Clancy's graphic hospital photos after a subsequent suicide attempt left her paralyzed.
How does this turn into this? Because of the damn medicine and the lousy medical care that she got. She took the drugs as she was told to take them. She was religious in her obligations to take care of her health.
Clancy, visibly emotional during closing arguments. The case, which has transfixed the nation, now in the hands of nine women and three men who must decide which version of the tragic events they believe.
I suspect this jury will initially be all over the board because postpartum is a real thing. The jury has been apparently very attentive the entire time, and they're going to want to work through this. But boy, there was a ton of witnesses, a ton of testimony. And my prediction is this jury is going to take a significant amount of time.
Well, we will see. The judge in this case has praised.
Thank you. So, man, it's a tough one. And when this is a tough one, I ask for my boy, one of America's great ones, Phil DeLisante. Good afternoon, brother. How are you?
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon. I apologize.
Well, you've seen this movie, ma'am. What does Phil do here? How do you manage this sort of thing, brother?
Well, I can tell you, her defense lawyer has done an excellent job. I've gotten more calls and texts from women I've known over the years, particularly mothers, somebody I went to school with in high school or college, texting me. I haven't heard from some of these people in 5 years, and they're like, what are your thoughts on this case? And I tell them, this defense lawyer is so good at what he does because he brings in things that are relatable to all of us.
That's right.
You know, Morty, one out of five Americans suffer with a mental illness of some nature. It's something like 35 out of 100 18 to 25-year-olds.
Wow.
Now you couple that. That's just what's reported, so it's probably higher. Anyone that's known a woman that was pregnant, whether it's her sister, our mother, our grandmothers, our aunts, we've heard these stories in family gatherings where somebody is then depressed. But he takes it a step further. He goes, not only was she suffering from that postpartum depression, She tries to kill herself, and he also makes an outlet for them. So in cases like this, the jury has to have a reason in their mind. They don't have to share it with anybody, but how could I justify finding in favor of this woman? And he does it through the medication, the improper health care. Well, there's not one listener that's on your show that's going to say that health care is like the 1979 Steelers.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
They're great.
Boom.
It's just not going to happen. So he's relating all these issues. And
so true,
the prosecution, you can see that they're concerned. They're very concerned that, you know, there were like five different ways the jury could find. You know, obviously not guilty, but then guilty of, you know, first degree, second degree. But they also have that mental impairment. And I think, you know, not guilty because of the impairment. And I think in that state, that's, I think, how they say it. I might be wrong, but they can justify. They can go home and sleep at night and say, yeah, she's guilty. We're going to nullify this verdict. She's paralyzed now. She's lost her kids. Mm. We don't think that she had the premeditation. Prosecution brings up, well, wait a minute, husband calls, she doesn't even say anything happened. But it all goes to that psychosis of what this defense lawyer did. So he was amazing. I enjoyed his cross-examination.
It's fascinating because Phil has seen everything twice like I have. Here's what I get from my son. Hey, Dad, why would people give her $2 million? She killed her kids, Dad. How do you answer that, Phil?
You could tell, Vince, they relate.
That's right.
They've had the aunt.
That's right.
They've had the mother. They've had the daughter. They've had the wife, maybe. How about a woman has, and I'm not going to get in trouble for saying this, they got more chemicals than us men. And when they have kids or they have miscarriages, we know what that's like.
I've seen it.
And they know what it's like.
Right
and
on.
They get what's that called? Hot flashes when they go through that. So their body's constantly changing. So what's this jury makeup of, Marty? Think about this, too. It's 9 women, right? And the remainder, 12, or 9 are women and the remainder are men. Now, typically, when you have a female client, you do not like to have women jurors because they can be tougher on the female defendant or a plaintiff if we have somebody in a personal injury case. But this one's a little bit different in the sense that he's trying to relate this to the human woman body.
Hey, Phil, I wanted to help her. I wanted to help her.
Who knows a woman's body better than another woman? So when I first saw that makeup, I said, oh, geez, I don't know. Women are critical of other women versus men. But now that the way he rolled out his defense, the guy's brilliant.
Hey, Phil, we had 5 kids. My mom had 3 miscarriages. And I saw her cry. And my point is, this is what this is, right? As horrifying as it is, her story rings true. And your point is magnificent. We all kind of sort of have seen this. We all kind of sort of have empathy, even though we're enraged and shocked, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we can empathize with it, but they also look at this woman. Here's a woman now that is paralyzed.
That's right.
You know, it's not like she's going to go out and start her Instagram like these people love to do with their Instagram. She's not going to do that. She's somebody that is dead.
She defense, wants to be dead.
Yes, the defense doesn't have to prove anything, but they did prove that she's mentally ill, and she was definitely mentally ill at the time of this.
Hey, Phil, it always shocks me when people are shocked by this sort of thing, but this sends a clear message to all of us. People need help, man. We need to help them.
Well, did you hear those statistics? 1 out of 5 Americans suffer from a mental illness. I bet it's more like 2.5. I get 60 calls a day approximately. I answer the phone or get the call passed to me from the staff. I could tell you in 25 years, going on 26 years, it used to be 1 out of 100 calls. There's more people suffering than ever. And it's not their fault. They just need to make sure that they get help.
Hey, my man is so insightful because he does live this. Why, Phil? What the hell's happening?
So you have a conundrum of things. One is because of the stressors that are placed now upon families rearing the children, both parents working, which people will say, well, that's been happening for decades. But what you add in with the cost of living, the stress of social media, the constantly being in a fishbowl. And guess what? It was happening before COVID, but COVID took it to the steroid level, and now it's Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger type of mental
problems. Hey, Phil, what happens to her? What do they do? Mental hospital for years?
Yeah, I think you could have one of two episodes in this, and I called the P. Diddy one, and I've called a couple so far, and it's not, you know, it's just luck sometimes, but nobody knows. I think that they go one of two ways. Hung, or the mental. I do not think they're going to convict her or first to second degree murder.
I agree. Phil DeLisente, my brother, truth to power. Thanks, my man.
Thanks for having me, Morty.
We need to help. We need to help these folks. We need to help them. That case, it's exactly what Phil DeLisente said. It's just where we're at in our culture and our society, and women go through hell. And that postpartum psychosis is real, man. I mean, do what you want, but she's living in the eighth level of hell. Sent her to prison, she's still in the eighth level of hell. I don't pay a lot of attention to that sort of trial because there's so much going on here. However, I did that. And we've told this story, man. Her family begged for help. She begged for help. So common. Anyone out there try to get an appointment with a psychiatrist? Anyone? Try it. 6 months? Maybe? Seriously. Anyone out there trying 302 someone for more than a couple days? 302 is when someone is a danger to themselves or others. They'll keep them for 2 or 3 days and then they have to kick them. Have you tried that? Mm-hmm. Have you tried to find a mental health bed for someone that's in danger of hurting themselves or others? It's next to impossible. We've done it. We have. And I'm not defending what you did. It's horrible. But I'm suggesting we've seen these cases before. Have we not, Patrick? I'm not suggesting that this isn't horrible. This is a template for a story we've told for decades, sir, is it not?
We have. We've seen mothers who have drowned their children in bathtubs, yep. Ones who've left them in the car seats in their cars and then submerged them in water.
Yep.
Others that have been at the end of their rope and they've smothered their children with pillows.
Yeah.
And usually, most of these cases, it's postpartum that we've discovered over the years. And it's awful.
Oh, it's dark, man.
Did you see the stats on postpartum?
I mean,
it's
read through that.
1 in 7 women. 1 in 7.
Wow. I believe it. It's rough, man. It's just rough. Hey, I want to get into something cool. This is a story that we call breaking news. This older gentleman that was missing, Jerry Craig, and it broke my heart to hear this. Dementia, wandered off, no cell phone. Everybody posted his picture. We all talked about it. Raz talked about it all day. He's been safely found. How about that? How about that? Listen to this. He was located, it's very cool, at 10:45 by Penn Hills canine officers. Check this out. And her partner, a bloodhound. Patrick, how cool is that, man?
That's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. We don't always hear happy endings to stories like this.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. And they're crediting, hold on. They're crediting the drone teams. So this is the beauty of this. To say that cops don't care, you're wrong. So this wonderful gentleman, and by the way, this could happen to any of us at any time. wandered away, scared the hell out of his family. Why wouldn't it? And you fear the worst because he's alone. And they found him. And I'll tell you what. So they use drones, Patrick. They use bloodhounds. They use canines. Very, very cool. I love it, man.
That's a hell of an effort.
It is, man. They give a damn it. And my man is unharmed. Jerry Craig. It had me very upset this morning because oftentimes they find these folks in a field somewhere and it's awful. As the people around us get older, we see this decline and it's scary, man. It's scary. My father-in-law, who's a rock star, badass, insanely successful businessman, insanely wonderful grandfather, husband, is going through this. We went, my wife, who's a saint, and this is her father, they lost their car, and this is what happens, man. He's 80, and it's just where we're at, and it's hard, because you see these great, great men, and you see things change, and you don't know how to manage it, and neither do they. And he called Christine, my wife, and said, we can't find the car, and we don't remember where it was. And her mom is struggling too. And this is so common. And you don't realize it until you get in that window of time where the people you love are starting to change. And you don't know how to help because they don't want help. And even though they lose things like a car, they won't say, well, I need help, because they're stubborn, insanely successful businessmen and women. And I'm so glad that they found him this morning. And hell of a job, Penn Hills Police, and that officer who had her canine with her, bloodhound. Those dogs are, you know, Patrick, we talk about technology all the time, but that damn dog helped find that gentleman, that amazing dog. Those bloodhounds are amazing. And I love
them. They really are.
At the end of the day, we have to try to engage the people around us, whether it's a mom who just had a baby and you notice she's changed, or whether it's someone in our life that's older and retired and is changing, not remembering. Don't say, it'll be okay. And I can tell you, as I watch this with my amazing wife who spends 4 or 5 hours a day helping her parents, that it's a lot of work, man. And it takes some incredible love. And it's not for everyone. But you have to step up. Because if you don't, someone gets hurt. Or worse. And hell of a job, Penn Hills Police. My boy Gary said it made his month. I said, Hall of Fame, brother. That people care this much really, really, really helps to hear that sort of thing. All right? Very cool. Got my man Sam standing by. They're about to do something magnificent with Cousins. I want to grab Jill first. Hell of a story about that bloodhound helping to find that gentleman, isn't it, Jill?
Yeah, I was just saying that there is a whole science surrounding dementia patients, people with dementia and wanderers. And one of the strategies is, like for Christine, to put a used pillowcase of each of her parents into a Ziploc bag, and it preserves the smell. That way, something happens,
What a wonderful idea.
You automatically have the scent that you could give the bloodhound.
Wow.
But, yeah,
Who would think of that? Wow, that's brilliant, Jill. Wow.
No, there's a whole science surrounding people with dementia that, truthfully, they're like little kids.
Yeah.
So if you call their name, they're not going to respond because they're hiding from you. And yeah, you really have to do a search and, you know, open cars. They'll hide in a trunk. They'll hide in a car. They'll hide in a shed. Because, you know, they hear you calling for them. They think they're in trouble. There's a whole science. It's really fascinating.
And I'll tell you what, it's hard, man, to watch it happen.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's hard.
Absolutely. The other thing, other states have a silver alert, which we do not.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's similar to an amber alert. So when something like this happens, it's called a silver alert, and to be on the lookout for the person that's lost.
It's a hell of a story, though, that Penn Hills had drones up and a bloodhound, and they found this gentleman unharmed. These stories oftentimes, because of what you're saying, have tragic endings, my friend.
Yeah, I know. But I just wanted to share that.
Oh, it's fantastic,
Jill.
It's fantastic. Wow. Stuff you learn. Wow. Sam is one of my boys, and I love him because of his work ethic and his commitment to doing the right thing and his kindness. Sam, how are you, brother?
Hey, Marty, what's going on, man?
So about, is it a month ago, you put out this enter for a free roof?
Yeah, August 1st.
How many entries do you have?
There's over 800 right now, so I think we're going to, you know, we got a few days left. I'd love it to be over 1,000 by the end, but yeah, we'll see.
What's
the
difference?
I just can't believe it. Yeah,
Sam, it's 800 people that need a roof. What that does, what that does is, and I know you're smiling because you do give a damn, but it also trumpets the dramatic need, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me, are you reading these entries?
Yeah, so the ones I'm seeing a lot of, which kind of echoes to what you just said, is like we get some entries that have stories behind them. You know, people that are kind of in more dire straits. Of course, we're getting entries of people just, you just want to enter for a free roof because why not? But then the ones that touch here are the ones that are, hey, I've actually had, this is a crazy story. We had someone walk into our warehouse today, not for himself, but for a widow that he knows that lives down the street from over near our warehouse in Baldwin, who he said, he talked to my cousin and said, like, hey, if, and we did tell him, like, hey, it is a random drawing. But he's like, if anyone could win it, I'd love her to. She's a widow. She lives by herself, doesn't have any money, and needs a new roof. My cousin actually knew exactly which house he was talking about because it is in disrepair.
Wow.
But yeah, it goes to the fact that, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that need help. We're going to go probably swing by her house at some point. If she doesn't win, he entered her in and everything. So if she doesn't win, I think we're still going to take a drive by there and talk to her anyway, cause she is right down the street from us. But yeah, no, it's crazy. The amount of need.
Sam Milligan, callthecousins.com. So here we go. Patrick knows this. We're in a house. These two gentlemen, and one of them with special needs, were living. The entire roof collapsed. Patrick and I saw this because we did the piece and we had the roof put on their house for free. They had swimming pools in their attic, Sam, catching water. They had rats and mice and snakes. And I don't know where to go with this sometimes, brother, because I know what's happened with the price of materials in your business. Doubled in 5 years? Is that fair? Doubled? Yeah?
Doubled, if not more.
Right? Right?
If not more. It's been 20% plus per year compounding.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'd say even more than doubled in the last 5 years.
It's insane. And so now what happens, Sam, is when you go to bid a job, the $8,000 roof is now $16,000, and they can't believe it, can they, sir?
No.
Huh.
They can't. And especially if they haven't gotten a new roof in more than 20 years, then people are really thrown off.
I'm kind of at a hit a wall with this stuff. Our bathroom that would have been $25,000 to remodel 5 years ago is now $65,000. And that's not hyperbole. I don't, maybe you know, Sam, what the hell are people supposed to do? Honestly.
Yeah, it's tough because incomes haven't gone up double, right? So it's not like it all scaled the same. You know, one thing we offer that helps is we do have like 0% financing. And a lot of people, I'd say almost half of our clientele go with that option just to stretch out those payments. Because not everyone, I mean, even for a $15,000 roof, people don't plan for a $15,000 purchase every day. So that's one way to help. But at the end of the day, I get it. I get where people are coming from. It's tough. Like when you're expecting something that was half of that a few years ago and it's already doubled.
Sam Milligan, callthecousins.com. But you have this philanthropic side, do you not? You want to make a difference, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, we just it's just gratitude. You know our story. It was just me and my cousin a few years back, and we started this. And, you know, we were lucky enough to grow up in a great family that gave us, you know, those values. And we owe everything to, you know, to the people that we've been able to serve. And we wouldn't be here without our, you know, our clients and without people around Pittsburgh. So yeah, anything we can do to give back, we want to do that, and we want to be known for that, right? Like we want this business to be more than just about, you know, making money. We do want it to make a difference, and both in the lives of our employees and the people that we're servicing around Pittsburgh.
That's why we're boys. Callthecousins.com. Yeah. and without giving anything away, along those same lines, and this is called a tease.
Yeah,
he wants to help in a big, big way and is putting together a plan that we'll announce, I'm thinking September 15th, but
yep.
You're constantly thinking, how do we help? How do we help? How do we help? Right?
Yep.
Hey, my man.
Absolutely.
I get, and I ask you this every time because it's so important, I get 10 emails a week from someone ripped off by a contractor that they gave 60 grand. Give your best advice when hiring someone and how much you give them and how you check them out.
Yeah, so simple. You know, I'm actually going to put together an actual process that we give to people, but there's a process to follow.
Please do.
Same way you would treat a doctor for a heart surgery. So you want to look up references. Do they have hundreds, not just five? Do they have hundreds of references they can give you?
Nice.
Do they have an actual website with Google ratings that are they above a 4.5 to a 4.7 or even better than that rating? And do they have hundreds of reviews? I mean, really, if they're a professional and they've been doing this for a long time, they should have hundreds of reviews. Again, is their website checkout? Do they have photos of the work that you're having them bid? And are they a specialist in the work that they're bidding, right? Don't hire the plumber to build your order to do your electrical. Like, hire a specialist. So make sure they fit all those bills. And, of course, the simple things of do they have liability, a contractor license, and are they registered on the BBB?
How much do you give them?
Those steps.
How much cash in advance? How much?
No more than a third. A third should be the most you ever give anyone. And we take 10% down.
Nice.
I'd prefer you do 20% or less would be my recommendation.
Yeah.
If someone's taking more than that, it means that you're probably floating their right bills, on. Right?
It's like a check kiting thing. They're using your money to pay off their other stuff. Yeah, it's true, right?
Yep. That down payment's paying for the last project, and then the next down payment's going to pay for your project. It's a bad loop to be in. And I saw three major contractors in Pittsburgh. These were not small guys. Go under in the last 6 months.
Yep. It's tough, man.
And so, yeah, like I said, don't let them. And what happened was all those people have been burned.
Yep.
Their down payments are gone.
Yep.
You know, they gave them half down. They gave them 40% down, and it's all gone. So just be careful about that.
Sam Milligan, my brother, callthecousins.com. Thanks, my man.
All right, Marty. Thanks, man.
My man gets it big time. I got to take Diane's call, and I want you to hear this piece out of Kel. You're going to die. You got to hear this piece.
Artie. How are you?
Go ahead. Thanks for holding, my
hey,
friend.
First time call. That's okay. First time caller, long time listener.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to mention, unless I missed it in between going up and down the stairs, you might want to tell people that you can get a big discount on your homeowner's insurance when you get a new roof.
Oh, is that true?
We didn't know that. My daughter recently had her roof replaced. And she's an attorney, so she knows everything. And she said, Mom, you can get, and we went done, and we're having ours done. And, yeah, it was, they give you a discount, a pretty decent discount, too. So it was over $100. So, I mean, hey, you know, you might want to tell your viewers that.
Hold on. What did it cost to replace the roof?
Right now, we're having ours replaced. We're going with metal.
Oh, nice.
And... we like the look for a change.
Cool.
And we got a bid, believe it or not, of a little over almost $9,000. They're Amish people that do it.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't, he won't drive. He is a driver. And I live in Hunting Ridge.
Oh, wow.
So our clubhouse had it done and a couple other people. So I know they're reliable.
Sure.
And they're good. So, yeah. We don't want to mess with this again.
We have a slate roof?
No, I just have a regular roof.
No, Diane, we have a slate roof. You know what that costs to replace?
I know, it's very expensive.
100,000. Ha!
Wow.
So we're going to go with something else.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Diane,
yeah.
Great advice. I love it. I didn't know that. Good for her. Average roof now is like 18,000. It's crazy, man. A deck that used to be $6,000, 20,000 now. It's crazy. This is not in the context of this conversation, but I heard this early this morning on CNN, and it scared the crap out of me because my kids love these coasters, and they love these outrageous, especially my son, Vince, and my daughter, Chloe. Not my wife, not Sophia. Listen to this piece. It's scary as hell. Listen.
A CNN investigation finds more than a dozen people who rode the X2 roller coaster at California's Six Flags Magic Mountain suffered serious injuries and hospitalizations over nearly two decades, including a 22-year-old who died. And the latest cases happened just weeks ago.
It was seconds. You go in as yourself, and then when you come back, you're a medical emergency.
This was from a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Pam Gillen was at Magic Mountain with her daughter, Camille, celebrating her 16th birthday on July 5th. They boarded X2.
We got off the cart, and we saw my mom. She looked lifeless. Not a thought behind her eyes, nothing. I was talking to her.
Wow.
Mommy, please wake up. Mommy, it's okay, we're here. She had a brain bleed. Her mom had a really bad brain bleed.
An ambulance rushed Pam from Six Flags to the hospital, where surgeons discovered what's called an acute subdural hematoma with brain compression. Surgeons cut her skull open to relieve the pressure on her brain.
I was shocked. I was just, this is not okay. It wasn't okay for me to see my mom like that. It's like, it's my mom.
How large is the incision?
It's pretty long.
While Pam Gillen fought in this hospital bed, X2 kept running. 25-year-old Naomi Greer Wilkinson had no idea what had just happened. 6 days after Pam's injury, Naomi got on the X2 roller coaster. She collapsed after she got off the ride.
What had happened to her brain?
The jarring had damaged part of her brain, and it had begun to bleed.
She was rushed to the same hospital. Joshua Wilkinson and Artemis Greer are Naomi's parents.
I do remember one of the surgeons storming through the ER and yelling, "How many is it this month? They've got to shut that ride down." He was furious.
This is Naomi. And just like Pam Gillen, she had emergency brain surgery.
They sat us down and said, She is at the end of life. And I didn't have any thoughts. I was totally blank. We leaned over her and said, Naomi. And she fluttered her eyelid.
We looked at each other like she's in there, like she's there.
Naomi, a healthy, vibrant young woman who loves cats and the arts, remains in the hospital with an uncertain future.
Naomi should have never,
no,
ever in a million years even had the option to get on that ride. It's absolutely insane.
Why do they leave it open?
Wow.
Revenue.
Wow.
There's no other explanation.
Six Flags says what makes X2 different from other roller coasters is this. The seats spin 360 degrees forwards and backwards independently around the track. Riders plummet 200 feet at speeds up to 76 miles per hour with two so-called raven turns or half loops that turn into sheer drops. Doctors who treated both Naomi and Pam say the severe brain injuries were the result of a traumatic, rapid acceleration-deceleration event experienced while on the X2 ride. Court cases alleging serious brain injuries from X2 date back years. Christopher Hawley died after riding the X2 4 years ago. A coroner's report found he died of blunt head trauma during a park ride accident. Six Flags didn't answer CNN's questions.
Wow.
But the company's court filings have stated the ride went through daily inspections and a normal rider using the ride as instructed would not have traumatic brain injury.
Mm. It's greed that keeps this thing going.
Lawyer Christopher Ballone represents both Naomi and Pam's families.
No ride should ever be dangerous enough for anyone.
You get it. Thanks. So that, my friends, scared the hell out of me this morning. Wow, we put our kids in these rides all over the country. Man, that is scary stuff.